I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 730. Can it be? I'm sure there have been times when you've said that or something close to that. How can this be? Maybe something happened, and it's true, but you're having a hard time making yourself believe it. It might be something really sad, like someone unexpectedly died that you weren't expecting to die. They weren't even sick, or an accident happened. Or maybe you were suddenly fired from your job and you didn't see that one coming. Or someone betrayed you or left you, and you say, can it be? Or maybe it was something wonderful that happened, and it's almost too wonderful for belief. The girl of your dreams said yes. The child you've been waiting for is born, and she's beautiful, and she's yours. The call comes from the boss, and yes, you got that promotion you've been hoping for but never thought it was possible. There are times when we can't help but exclaim, can it be? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got and to love our neighbors ourselves. We're taking a few episodes in this Lenten season to allow some of the old hymns of the faith to bring us toward Easter. Today we remember one of my favorites, a Charles Wesley hymn, And Can It Be? Wesley is asking, How can it be true that Jesus, the God of glory, came and died for me? Here's part of his wonderings. He writes, and we sing, And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain? For me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love! How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? 'Tis mercy all, the immortal dies. Who can explore this strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph tries to sound the depths of love divine. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angels' minds inquire no more. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. For Charles Wesley and for us, it doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, why? Why would the holy God of all come here to die for us all? 'Tis mercy all, the immortal dies, he writes. It's John's prologue, and it's true. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came to being through him, and apart from him, nothing came to being that has come into being. And later on, the Word became flesh. God became with us, one of us. The Word was here in the world, and the world killed him, and yet he still loves us. Can it be? Paul writes, all the fullness of deity dwells in Jesus. We say, can it be? He is the radiance of God's glory, the writer of Hebrews put it. And we say, can it be? Wesley calls it a mystery, not in the sense that we don't know it, but we can't fully comprehend it, grasp it, fathom it. Here's the great question. As you think about the entire story of Jesus, what's the part that surprises you the most? What's the part that's the hardest for you to take in? Let's pray. Oh God, when our life is just too much and our heart cries out in the face of pain, can it be? Remind us of your love. Remind us of the truth of your coming and your living and your teaching and your dying and your rising and your ascending. And then the promise of your coming again for us. There are many things we can't take in because they're too horrible. But this amazing grace, this unending love, is also hard to take in. And it overshadows it all. Thanks be to God. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 731. In the meantime, here's the final verse of that great old hymn. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. When the tragedies of life cause us to cry out, can it be? Don't forget the other side. The God-blessed truth of the incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection that makes all of us one day well. Can it be?